A reading from the Gospel of Mark. Jesus went out again beside the sea. The whole crowd gathered around him, and he taught them. As he was walking along, he saw Levi, son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax booth. And he said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. And as he sat at dinner in Levi's house, many tax collectors and sinners were also sitting with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. When the scribes of the Pharisees saw that he was eating with sinners and tax collectors, they said to his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" When Jesus heard this, he said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick I have come to call not the righteous, but sinners." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus came to be with the sinners, to heal the sick. So he had supper with them. With whom are you having supper tonight? Not to put too sharp a point on it, but are you having supper with someone who needs your help tonight? Somebody you can help heal? Or maybe tonight you're the sinner and you need to go find somebody who can heal you. Have supper with somebody who's good for your soul. Either way, it would work, right? Now, we don't want to take this Jesus thing too seriously. You know, maybe you're just having dinner with your family or something. But maybe even when we just have dinner with our family, we need to take into account this dynamic more. Because we are all sinners and in need of help. And people who can help others. So maybe whoever you're having supper with tonight, try and bring out this dynamic. Heal each other. Talk about your hurts. Try and make up for your failings. Use this time, this supper time, this sacred time of breaking bread together to heal one another.